is becoming one body with her. And again, not to hammer on prostitutes themselves, but the one who is joining himself to that. You know, it is a great sin. You know, you're really polluting the body of Christ if you do such a thing. So he says, he that is joined to the Lord is, we are one spirit with God. Because it's being joined to the Lord is like in many ways to the way a husband is joined to his wife. It is likened in many times in Scripture. In fact, in the Old Testament, he talks about Jerusalem, but meaning the people of Israel, how he saw her, and there's this whole analogy given of where it's like he saw her like a woman, a young woman, and he abused, and he took her under his wing and made her his wife. And of course, and then she played the harlot on him. And in a sense, we can play the harlot on Christ too, you know, idolatry. So, you know, God is very patient, you know. What to me that, what is that, what do you mean when you say that, Paul? What I mean is like, those he has chosen, he waits for them. But he doesn't wait forever. But he doesn't give up either. Because if he gave up waiting for that which he expects, that which he knows is coming because of his foreknowledge, because of his what he has ordained, if he were to give up on that, then he would not be patient. But he waits for the increase that he knows is coming, because it is his work. And so I want to learn the same patience with myself and also with my brethren. But we have to understand the seriousness of what we're in, and we cannot join ourselves in fornication. That's why he says, flee fornication. Fornication, pornea. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Meaning, aside from or besides the body. I mean, like, let's say, okay, well, what are you saying, Paul? Wait, I don't get it. Wait a second. What about, like, you were talking about eating. Isn't that a sin with the body? Yes. But it is not a sin where you're making your body one with the body of someone else. You know what I mean? Every sin you do does not make your body one with another body. You know, and the body is not technically, you know, remember in Christ, the food, remember in the Old Testament, they had all these laws about the defilement of the body. You could eat pork, you were defiled. You touch a dead person, you're defiled. You have a nocturnal emission, defiled. Defiled, 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 defiled. There were all kinds of ways in which you could become defiled, which means dirty, ceremonially unclean, meaning you could not go into the tabernacle, the congregation, which where people would come to worship God or to bring their offerings to God, etc., etc. You know, you had to be wash yourself. You know, there was regulations covering those things. In the New Testament, we don't have those regulations anymore. So those former body sins no longer count. And that's kind of what he was talking about, the lawful things. You know, it's like I said, you know, all those sins are really not pertaining to the body in the sense of, because when a man and a woman join together, it's more than just because their flesh is touching. You know what I mean? Because they're having intercourse. It's more than that. There is something God has ordained that there is you know, this, I'm going to say metaphysical, which means beyond the physical realm, into the spiritual realm. There's something, I hesitate to say it's spiritual, because I don't want to like spiritualize. But it is. There's a spiritual sort of thing which God has ordained that in the, in a non-physical sense, they are one. As far as God reckons them that way. That's why fornication is such a sin, because there's no, because you have sex and you go away. It's like what? You just totally, disregarded what God has ordained, that when a man and woman are joined together, they are supposed to be husband and wife. When fornication is when they just come together and then they go apart. And it's not that like, you know, it's not that like, okay, well, I'm going to stick with my girlfriend for 2-3 years or 2-3 months. And that's fornication too. That's why I hate the whole girlfriend thing. They ought to get married. It's nonsense. Boyfriend, girlfriend. What kind of friends are you? You know, this is my fornication buddy. You know, my good friend with whom I, you know, what it means is like I have this, it's like this open-ended marriage, you know. We're not married and we don't want to go get legally joined together with a legal contract. No, we just want to like experiment and just have fun. Okay. Hey, you know, the world has it their way. I mean, let them be the way they are. I can't. He is unjust. Let him be unjust still. I really am not here to change the world. In a sense, I'm not here to change the way they are. Though, I am here to change the world in the sense of, when it's all said and done, we're going to take over the world. And like I said, there's a very subversive element in Christianity. Though, you look at the time of Jesus, if my kingdom was of this world, my servants would fight. The time is coming when we will fight. When the kingdom is coming to this world. Now, it's not of this world. We're not going to fight the way the world fights. We're just going to conquer them all in one day. And we're going to conquer them by not fighting them. Though, there will be reasons that they will want to fight with us, but they will not be able. I'm not going to get into that stuff. I'm kind of getting off the subject. Well, because it's not the same, you know, it's so much as that, right, I was talking about how the sins are without the body. Meaning, they're aside from the body. It doesn't really affect the body of, you know, like you're not joining yourself to another body in a spiritual sense. You know, there's no spirit. When I have, if I were to get drunk, though there's spirits involved, I'm not joined with one with another person. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's not my body that's defiled. It's what's coming out of me. You know what I mean? And remember, it's like nothing going to the body, as Jesus taught. Nothing going into the body defiles it. But that which cometh out of the body. But fornication, you sin against your body. That's one sin where it's like, where because it's not just the lust. It's like you're actually physically joining with someone. That's why it's like, you know, there's a big line between lust. Though lust is the same sin as adultery. And it's just as much a sin as adultery. Obviously, it doesn't have the same repercussions, though. You know, it doesn't create the same, you know, I mean, there's something, you know, it's a big difference. Yet, they are both just as sinful. It's not like one should look at the, well, I just lust with my eyes, and they're guilty of, you know, it's like, it's the same thing.